Good Monday morning, church. It's great to be here. Today we are in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 25. Again, God's saving word for this week is faith. In this passage of scripture, the followers of Jesus begin to preach the good news outside of Jerusalem. Philip goes to Samaria and preaches to the people there. Peter and John also arrive in Samaria, and the Samaritans receive the Holy Spirit when Peter and John place their hands on them. Simon, a magician, offers Peter and John money in order to obtain the same power that Peter and John possess, and Peter rebukes him. So let's get into it. All right, the believers who are scattered went everywhere, preaching the message. Philip went to the principal city in Samaria and preached the Messiah to the people there. The crowds paid close attention to what Philip said as they listened to him and they saw the miracles that he performed. Evil spirits came out of many people with a loud cry, and many paralyzed and lame people were healed, so that there was great joy in the city. A man named Simon lived there who for some time had astounded the Samaritans with his magic. He claimed that he was someone great, and everyone in the city, from all classes of society, paid close attention to him. He is that power of God that known as the great power, they would say. And they said, paid this attention to him because for such a long time he had astonished them with his magic. When they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself also believed, and after being baptized, he stayed close to Philip and was astounded when he saw the great wonders and miracles that were being performed. The apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people in Samaria had received the word of God, and so they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for the believers that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit had not yet come down on any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Peter and John placed their hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit. Simon saw that the Spirit had been given to the believers when the apostles placed their hands on them, so he offered money to Peter and John and said, "Give this power to me too, so that anyone I place my hands on will receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter answered him, "May you and your money go to hell for thinking that you can buy God's gift with money. And you have no part or share in our work, because your heart is not right in God's sight. Repent then of this evil plan of yours, and pray that the Lord will forgive you for thinking of such a thing like this. For I see that you are full of bitter envy, and are a prisoner of sin." Simon said to Peter and John, "Please pray to the Lord for me, so that none of these things that you spoke of will happen to me." After they had given their testimony and proclaimed the Lord's message, Peter and John went back to Jerusalem. On their way, they preached the good news to many villages in Samaria. Today's key verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 12. When they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. You know, consider that, you know, here's this. Well, he said he was a believer, the magician, Simon the magician, and, you know, he wanted to have that kind of power in his life, but he wasn't willing to work for it. He's like many Christians today. He wants it quick. He wants it fast. We want to be spiritually mature, and we want it now. It's amazing how much like Simon a lot of churches are today. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. And help me to be guided by your Spirit each day, so that all I do and say brings glory and honor to you. In your holy name, I pray. Well, that brings our time today for an end. Tomorrow we'll be in Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 40, where Philip baptizes an Ethiopian official. God bless you all. Keep your eyes open for the move of God in your life. God bless.